WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. I am here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with the podcast, videos, blog, this kind of live broadcast. We're watching on Periscope as well. Lots more. You can find everything over at WDWradio.com. I want to start off with a quick thanks to everybody, including many of the new members who are part of WDW Radio Nation. I really appreciate the friendship and support. Lots of cool stuff coming your way, including monthly scavenger hunts, logo gear, backpacks, shirts, care packages from the parks, and lots more. If you want to find out how to help the show and be part of WDW Radio Nation, you can visit wdwradio.com/support. I am so excited. Thanks to everybody, almost 200 people in the box, almost 300 people watching on Periscope, where I am at Lou Mangiello. I am so excited for tonight, and you're going to find out why. Normally what we do this week is cover news every Wednesday night and have you guys be part of the conversation in the chat room. But tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit first, because I need you to understand a couple of things. And one is that the most important part of what I do is this, right? It's not really, it's not online, right? It's not the show. It's not the podcast, right? And even beyond this, this is sort of a step in the direction, but it really is the face-to-face, right? It's the handshakes and the hugs and the community and the friendships. And when people ask me what my podcast is about and what I do for a living, I say it's about people. And I've been doing meet of the month, plural, in Walt Disney World almost every month since January 2009. And the first time I did it, I didn't even know what a meetup was or if anybody would show up. But I will tell you, I will keep doing free meetups in Walt Disney World as long as I physically can do it and as long as you keep on showing up. And it's amazing how over the past however many years, it's expanded over time to other events and cruises and on-the-road events. And I'm so sincerely humbled and grateful to you for the friendships and the memories and the support and the love and the laughter that we share on these types of... Look, we just came back from Alaska, right? And I still think about how special that was, not just because of what we saw and the glaciers and the buffet and the poutine, but the fact that we experienced it all together. And so many people that were on that cruise are going to forever be part of those incredible memories that I have. And I'm so thankful to you for that. So tonight really is not about the news and Disney and what's going on, but I want to talk to you about some of the things, not all the things, got to keep some a secret, some of the things that are going to be coming to WDW Radio with you in the short and the long term, what we have planned, maybe a couple of hints about some of the things that's to come. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do it in chronological order, which conveniently allows me to build up to the big event that I really want to get to and talk about. Let's start small. Let's work our way up. First things first, don't forget that if you're in Walt Disney World, if you're in Walt Disney World on Sunday, July 19th, our next meet of the month is going to be at the Hip Joint. You may not know what it is or where it is. It's actually the coolest place, literally and figuratively, inside Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's in Restaurantosaurus. It's inside. It's air-conditioned. Don't sweat it. Pardon the accidental pun. That's Sunday, July 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. You can visit the events page over at wdradio.com or at facebook.com/wdradio. Anybody and everybody is welcome. Come alone. Bring your family. Take your friends. I'd say grab a stranger, but don't grab a stranger. Bring whoever you want. And don't forget to, if you come to the meet of the month, I will give you one of these cool, free WDW Radio Magic Band covers for your Magic Band, which are pretty neat. And I love seeing people post pictures of those in the parks. So that's going to take care of this month's meet of the month. Next month is going to be August 30th. That's a day at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon. We love having our annual sort of day at the Disney water park. I'll have details about where we're going to meet up. Come early, stay late, whatever it may be. We'll eat mini donuts and we'll ride the rafts and Lazy River together. later on in July, actually, I'm going to be traveling on the road again. I'm going to be traveling to Fort Worth, Texas. I'm actually going to be keynoting at the Podcast Movement again event. Last year was the first year I spoke there. I'm so honored to be keynoting. I'm actually doing a mastermind workshop there as well. So if you're in the Fort Worth area, want some help, you don't need to be a podcaster. If you're looking to maybe build your brand or business, we're going to do a one-day intense workshop. But I'm going to be there from July 31st to August 2nd, which is Sunday. I keynote that afternoon. And I said, before I head home on Monday, let's do a meetup that night. Location TBD. Not exactly sure where we're going to be. Figure probably 7:30, somewhere around there. We will meet up at or near the Omni Hotel in Fort Worth. And if you're from that area and can think of a great place, email me, lou@wwradio.com. I am still looking for possible suggestions of places that we can go. So that's going to be, again, Sunday, August 2nd. It also happens to be my birthday. And rather than spend it alone, I want to spend it with you, my friends. So hopefully you guys can come out to that. I do have an event page. I will link to it. If you go to www.radio.com/events, you can click there and you can find out more information. Want to get an idea of how many people are going to be coming there. So that'll sort of take us into August. The next thing on the road is, of course, D23 Expo. We are going to be back again, live broadcasting all 3 days from the WW Radio/MouseFan travel booth in Hall B. It's bigger, it's better, it's more comfier than ever. So if you are going to be there for the D23 Expo, we are going to do an on-the-road meet before the expo kicks off. That's going to be Thursday, August 13th from 7 p.m. till whenever. You know me. You know it has to be around food. Listen, food is better when it's shared with friends and when it's served in a cone. So we're going to the Cozy Cone Motel, of course. Again, that's Thursday, August 13th. By the time you're hearing this, the events pages should be populated up over at www.radio.com. So what do we got? We've got Meat of the Month. We've got Typhoon Lagoon. We've got Fort Worth, D23 Expo. And that'll sort of take us through the end of summer 2015. That doesn't mean that we're done with 2015, but I will tell you that, believe it or not, we start thinking and talking about 2016 in early 2015, sometimes even late 2014. And we've already announced our Star Wars cruise on the Disney Fantasy. And it looks like I just lost my connection to Ustream, which is so incredibly frustrating. Let me let this get back up again. Hang on 1 second here. Looks like we're back. All right, looks like we're back up on Ustream. All right, so where was I? I have no idea, but we're going to keep going anyway. All right, so we were talking about 2016. We've already announced the Star Wars cruise on the Disney Fantasy, which this is one of those things that when it was announced a number of months ago, we literally, like, I needed to lock it in within 15 minutes because everything just sort of worked out well. It's Star Wars. It also coincides with WW Radio's 9th anniversary. The Super Bowl will be going on. Imagine the Super Bowl on Deck 11 with Funnel Vision, surrounded by friends and unlimited food, like steps away. It might not get any more perfect than that. And of course, we have our own surprises as well. Still lots of availability on that. That should be a lot of fun. Just start thinking about the cool things we can do with the anniversary, with Star Wars and the Super Bowl. Get your costumes ready. That's all I have to say. Just a few weeks later, we're going to be going over to New Orleans for the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. Now, you're like, Lou, I know you, man. Look at this body. This is not the body of a runner. This is one of those things that started out with some of the people from the WWE running team saying, hey, let's go out to New Orleans. Let's do it. Next thing you know, it blossomed into a full-blown team cheering event. And for me, it really was about the eating and the eating events that we will be doing there. We're going to have a lot more details about that, how you can join us in New Orleans. You don't need to run. You just need to hang out and eat with friends. But we just came back from Alaska, right? I was talking about how we just came back from the Alaska cruise. And it was so funny how by like day two, everybody's talking about what's next. Lots of ideas, right? Lots of ideas were getting tossed about. All were, and still are, in the running. I heard Alani, Tokyo, a lot, Paris, London, Hong Kong. Believe me, I have a list. It keeps getting added to. But when I was talking to somebody a couple of times, a passing comment here and there kind of got some wheels spinning in my head, which, as you know, could be a very scary thing. And timing being everything, some amazing pieces fell into place. And I knew as these things, as these sort of balls started to drop and the puzzle pieces were coming together, I knew that this is what we had to do. Now, before I tell you, and yes, I'm excited, taking the glasses, I can take the glasses off because I don't need to read anything. Since I can't put the graphics up for Ustream, I apologize. I'm going to give you a disclaimer first, because I want you to know that sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, when I start thinking about events, I try to take into consideration everybody's schedule, which I know is a mistake and it's clearly impossible. Because I understand some people can't travel, you know, during school. Some people are teachers. Some people can't travel in the summer because it's too expensive, because rates for cruises and things are like 40% more expensive. So I looked at this and we talked about it a lot, very, very closely before I decided to green light anything. So let's sort of start at the beginning and really sort of by going back a little bit, because in 2003, I went back home. This is my home, but I went back home to sort of where it all started. I went back and did a New Jersey meet. We did a meetup in New Jersey, and it was really so good to see my old friends again. And I don't mean people. I mean like bagels and knishes and pork roll, egg and cheese on a real nice crusty hard roll with salt, pepper, ketchup. Those are the friends that I was happy to see again, and everybody else who came out to the meet and the events that we did. And we went to New York City and the police came. They thought we were Occupy Wall Street. And I knew that I wanted to go back. And I also understand that, look, a great number of people are from that area, right? They're from the New York, New Jersey area. And it's sometimes very difficult and expensive to come down to Walt Disney World for an event, certainly not for an extended period of time. So I knew I wanted to go back. So in 2016, I'm coming back to Jersey / New York for a New York City, New Jersey location to be determined event. That's really sort of just what we have so far. Bear with me because there's more, because that's really just the beginning, right? Like I said, I know how tough it is for people in the Northeast to come down, especially with a big family, to Orlando for the parks. Certainly difficult to fly down and go on a cruise and then, you know, stay in Disney for a couple of days. And I started thinking, I was like, man, if only Disney, this was like a thought bubble, like if only Disney would sail out of New York City, well, they are, and we're going to be with them. Because from November 5th through the 11th, the Disney Magic, my favorite of the Disney Cruise Line ships, is going on a one-way trip from New York City to Puerto Rico, and it's going to stop in St. Martin, which is fan-mazing, Tortola, and then end off in Puerto Rico, which is someplace I've always wanted to visit. I actually have friends there who are box people and running team members who are there. So the ship gets in to Puerto Rico on Friday, November 11th. It's Friday, right? So it only makes sense we're there, right? We're there. It only makes sense for us to complete the journey and stay for a few days over the weekend in Puerto Rico. This, my friends, is not a single e-ticket event. This is an e-ticket adventure. Now, about timing, this is where I said all the sort of planets were aligning. If you are in the Northeast, specifically in New Jersey, the stars align for you because this week is actually Jersey Week, which you want to avoid Walt Disney World like the plague anyway, and rates for the cruise are much lower than the summertime and peak seasons. And the nice part about this three-part adventure is you can do one part, two parts, all three. It's completely up to you. You can do New Jersey and maybe skip the cruise, or you can do the cruise and fly right back. You can skip New Jersey and just come to Puerto Rico, whatever works best for you. And we will have many more details coming soon in terms of locations and, you know, places we'll be staying in Puerto Rico. But for the time being, you actually can get a free, no obligation quote from our friends over at Mouse Fan Travel. They can help you with questions, quotes, transfers, hotels. They can handle all the arrangements for every leg of the trip. So if you go to www.com/events, the page should be live there with a link over to MouseFan Travel. They can certainly help you out there. And look, if you unfortunately can't make one or any or all of the events, see what you can do, because I'd love to have you join us. But don't worry, because I promise you that I always have something else up my sleeve that I'm planning, including things that Becky doesn't even know about as yet, in terms of special events here and on the road. And some of those places that we talked about are definitely, I'm winking to you, they are definitely in the works in terms of future events. So there's a lot going on. There's also a lot happening sort of behind the scenes, things that you don't know that I'm not quite ready to share yet. Even over on the WW Radio blog, we're just about to kick something off new this month. It's sort of like it's Villains Month, right? It's like villains. Look, everybody digs the villains. Look, you can see how the parties sell out at Walt Disney World. Everybody digs the villains. I finally, little mini golf clap for Lou Mangiello, started watching and have fallen in love with Once Upon a Time. It is my 2 a.m. binge watch. So it's Villains Month. On the blog, we're going to start off with an interesting question we posed to you and a resurrection. Like the Phoenix, the Disney Book Club has found new life over at the WW Radio blog. And we're also going to have some fun with a new Disney Channel TV show that's coming later this month. Visit the WWRadio.com, click on the blog, or check it on your app or mobile device, and join the fun there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the recording now for places like Ustream, but I'm going to stay on and chat with you guys some more. I want to get that out as quickly as I possibly can to do that for you and share that information for you. As you can tell, I am super excited about the on-the-road events, the meets of the month, D23 Expo, podcast movement, and super excited for our cruises, plural. We got two cruises coming next year, Star Wars Anniversary Super Bowl cruise all wrapped up in one, and then our e-ticket adventure taking place the first week and a half, or first 2 weeks, really, of November 2016. Plenty of time to get your little milk jug, WW Radio coin bank, and start saving your pennies. So hopefully you can join us. If you have any questions, tweet me at Lou Mangiello. Email me, lou@wwradio.com, or you can visit Mouse Fan Travel. They'll give you a quote for the cruise, just sort of see if it might fit into your timetable, into your budget. And I can promise you, if you've never done an event or a cruise with us before, cruising not only is better when it's shared with friends, but the best part about it are the things that you don't know that we have planned and haven't announced or probably haven't even thought about as yet for the cruise. Thank you to all of you guys who are watching. I apologize for the issues that we had tonight with some of the streaming services like Ustream. Periscope, stay on. We're going to keep on chatting. Don't forget to join me every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. live at www.radiolive.com and right here on Periscope. I'm going to stay and chat with you guys some more. Thank you again for the love and the support and the friendship. And I hope to see you. And if I haven't met you, get my handshake and a hug from you very, very soon. So that is going to do it for tonight's WW Radio Live. I will see you next week.